Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm Bridget.
And we love talking about movies. There are certain times when a film makes a huge leap forward. Sometimes it's technically, sometimes it's culturally. And First Films is a podcast all about those leaps. Today, Bridget and I are discussing the very first use of CGI to create entire scenes in a film. This film was released in 1984, starring Lance Guest, Catherine, Mary Stewart, and Robert Preston. It's time to blast off with The Last Starfighter.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zor and the Kodan Armada.
Before we start talking about the movie, I just want to say that I am excited to watch this movie again because I haven't seen it since I was the same age as Alex's kid brother, Lewis. I know that you've never watched this movie before, Bridget, but why were you excited to watch it?
I was really excited that we had essentially picked this to be a first film because having a background in 3D animation, I was stoked to find out that this was the first movie to use full CGI scenes. And I really was curious to check out to where exactly the technology was at the time. And after watching it, I loved it. And honestly, I am so glad that like is such a technological advancement to have it tied to such a good-hearted film. So it was just awesome to go through and research it and watch it for the first time.
Before we get to the technology that we were researching, I want to catch everybody up on the plot. It's a really, really thin plot, so there's not much to it. But basically, Alex lives at a trailer park. And the only entertainment for him is this coin-op video game that is, spoilers, it's actually a recruiting tool placed there by aliens. And he breaks the record in this ridiculous scene where everybody in the trailer park is kind of gathered around behind him, watching him play. He breaks the record. Everybody cheers. And then this guy shows up and basically kidnaps him. Robert Preston shows up, who is called Centauri in the show. Oh my God. His acting was awesome.
His face.
Everything that he did. Yes.
The way his face moved and how he acted, and he had that little laugh. He's like, aha, yes, my boy. Like, I instantly fell in love with him. And I was like, I want to talk like that guy every single day.
Aha, a test. Sent out across the universe to find those with the gift to be starfighters.
The aliens show up and kidnap him because of his skills with the game, because the game is actually a simulation of the spaceships that the aliens use. They leave behind a robot to take his place while he's gone. We talked about a character that we really liked. Let's talk about a character that you didn't feel so good about. Let's talk about Beta. Can you explain to everybody what Beta is?
The Beta unit, or Beta, is apparently a robot that if you are a starfighter, they take your form and pretty much fill in for you while you're gone. And I hated Beta at the beginning of this. I absolutely hated Beta and then ended up loving him later. But the reason why I hated Beta was, I don't know, a 10-second scene of him forming. And it's just so
it's really gross.
It's so gross and it's so scary. I don't know if I saw it as a young kid, I don't know if I could ever unsee that. Like, it reminds me of some other movies where you have like a 5-second thing, and every time I think of that movie, I think of that. So I will never unsee Beta.
Like Raiders of the Lost Ark when that Nazi guy gets his face melted.
Well, that and like what, the Bilbo Baggins when he goes for the ring. I can't.
That was so good.
I can't. So I will never forget Beta. But once the forming done, I loved his scenes. I thought he was so fun, like playing off of like the guy, the actor playing off of himself was really fun. And I just enjoyed seeing him like not understand humanity, which was really cool.
What's wrong? Should I put my tongue in your ear now?
Don't bother, Alex.
So the Beta takes his place and Alex goes off to fight this evil menace that will destroy everything that is good unless Alex and the starfighters can defeat it. It's ridiculous, it's dumb, but it's also super fun at the same time, and I thought it was great. So what was your favorite scene in the movie?
I think it was so much fun. The breaking the record reminded me of Twitch streaming, but in the 80s, so I quite enjoyed that part of the scene.
900,000. You're gonna bust the record.
So, Bridget, why don't you tell us why we're picking The Last Starfighter to be part of this podcast?
Before The Last Starfighter, they used CGI in many films, but it was always used in order to simulate what would be on a computer screen. So not exactly what the characters would see in the real world. So this film because of it, like, they ended up using 3D to represent real world objects, but and also like with a full digital scene. Back before they were dabbling with the CGI, a lot of people were using miniatures. So essentially it was rigged where you'd have these miniatures like a spaceship on a rail, and you would work the camera around a stationary miniature. So that would give you the illusion of movement. But being stuck on a rail, you can't really move that around. So that was kind of how they were doing it before. And if you were doing explosions or anything like that in your film, you might need duplicate miniatures. So budget, I'm sure at the time, wasn't necessarily easy to work with.
Right. When you say duplicates, they made the Gunstar, and it took them 6 months to make the digital version of the model. And then after that, it took them minutes to make entire squadrons of it, because they could just copy it over and over and over. And this is a restriction that they don't have to worry about in the digital world. But in the physical world, it really restricts, and it balloons the costs quite a bit. Digital productions, they just did a really great job. And I thought that, man, it looked really good. I expected it to look bad, but it held up really well.
I was really surprised watching it for the first time, because I had like a primitive idea of what it was going to look like in my head. So knowing about the tech first, when I sat down to watch this, honestly going in, I half expected to see garbage special effects. But then I realized it was only because I might be comparing it to what you see in theaters today. But I was honestly surprised to see what was accomplished in 1984. It may be primitive in the overall evolution of 3D, but it's clearly the baby steps that led to movies like Jurassic Park and the Pixar animated films.
For the most part, I felt like the level of quality for everything was really high. Except for the scene where they had to go into the asteroid.
And
you told me something about that, but I can't remember. Can you fill me in?
So with the asteroid, they ended up having an issue with rendering. It didn't render correctly. So when they were going in, they called it melted ice cream. So that's kind of like how the texture ended up coming out. But they ran out of time and they couldn't fix it. So they ended up having to leave it in the film. So again, with the visuals, you can't really see too much of a difference, but when they go inside the asteroid, there's that like, ooh, this is kind of noticeably bad.
Right. It was really, really ugly, especially juxtaposed against how cool the space battles looked and how cool the ships looked. I mean, they had 750,000 polygons in every single Gunstar, and it took them 6 months to get that into the computer in this really weird way, where they had like a magnifying glass moving over the giant blueprints on a piece of paper hooked up to a ridiculously ancient computer, which was practically a typewriter. They would move the magnifying glass over each vertex, like an XY coordinate, and click, and then it would put that into like this text-based computer, which then they would upload to the Cray supercomputer that they jokingly said that they brought it to its knees.
Seeing that the technology and seeing how they were doing it back then, like 3D animation is completely a visual medium now. So when you're making a character or a ship, you're able to, you know, change the size and the shape in real time and see how you're affecting it. And back then, how they're putting it in, it's taking forever and you're not really seeing what you're doing until it fully renders, and then you can see it then there. So it's crazy that they were kind of going in blind.
Exactly. And then, the changing the size and the shape, that's something that they were able to do after the fact, but they had to do all that prep work ahead of time. And it was really impressive that they were able to pull that off. And that's why I think it makes a lot of sense to have The Last Starfighter as a first film.
Agreed. I think it still holds up. I had a blast watching it in 2019. I think the ships are magnificently detailed for what they had then. And I agree. That's why we picked it as a first film. And yeah, I mean, if you guys haven't seen it yet, watch it. Speaking of watching things, what are we watching next week, Bill?
On the next episode of First Films, we are watching the 1969 film Midnight Cowboy, starring Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. Why does it belong in First Films? The only way to find out is to join us next week.
As always, join the First Films crew every Saturday on Twitch, where we deep dive into our favorite scenes from our weekly episodes. Stop by and share yours.